high society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the best balls of all.
And my balls are always bouncing, and my ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls. And they're such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
Some balls are held for charity and some for fancy dress. But when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls! We've got big balls! We've got big balls! Dirty big balls! He's got big balls! She's got big balls!
But we've got the biggest!
Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU Freeform Radio. The number to call in is 201-KEN-WFMU.
That's right. Turn on my mic!
Your mic's on.
Turn it up. Okay.
I want you to be much louder than me.
Yeah. Well, that's going to take a while.
That's the key to our program.
Yeah. Is what?
More Bronwyn, less Jim.
That's not true.
201-KEN-WFMU. WFMU.
That's the number to call to get on the air with us today. And that song goes out to LeBron James.
Yeah, I was watching a game yesterday.
Yeah. Were you watching the Celtics game? Because that was pretty amusing. They were up by like 26 points and ended up losing.
That's kind of how they do.
Yeah,
but they've been playing better. The Celtics might make the playoffs.
Really?
Which is crazy because they don't have any players that are any good.
It's a team game.
Allegedly.
Team game,
I think
Jim
teams
Poets.
Just take the night off against
you
the
Poets,
Celtics.
You Poets are all about yourself, one person, one
it's
thing.
It's all about.
But team games, team sports, you know, they're about the collaboration.
There is no Celtics in team.
That's right.
I have to look that up.
I don't know.
There are no team in Knicks.
But I wanted to start today's show with the Beastie Boys song, B-Boys Making with the Freak Freak, because it has a nice line about Anthony Mason in it. Anthony Mason died this week. But no, no such luck. Oh, News of the Dead. That's very beautiful. Anthony Mason was only 48 years old. He was a Nick, and I think he also played on four or five other teams.
He's on the Hornets. He was on the Heat.
Beloved by Nick fans because he played with Patrick Ewing, who couldn't even move and would just stand there, and at least Anthony Mason moved.
Did he have a crazy eye, too? He kind of had a crazy eye.
Yeah, and he also shaved things into his hair. He liked
like,
to shave.
I'm going to kill you.
He shaved Mace. Big Mace. He was cool. He had a big heart attack, though. That's what happened to him. And so now he's dead. But in the Beastie Boys song, they say, I got my hair cut correct like Anthony Mason. Then I ride the IRT right up to Penn Station. So I wanted to play that song.
But
this
the rest of the words in that... Oh,
turn
it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Yes, but the rest of the words in this song are just curses.
It's there's like four
minutes of foul language and then that one verse, so we couldn't play it. We couldn't find a clean version. But I think, you know, the LeBron James song, I think, was pretty good as well.
LeBron James got kicked in the balls by James Harden during a pretty good NBA game yesterday.
And that's what happened.
And then immediately after the game, I mean, there wasn't even a foul for kicking LeBron James in the balls. It's a little weird because, I mean, they went back to the video to see how what happened. And the guy, obviously, James Harden's on the ground, obviously makes a non-NBA move to kick him in the balls.
Can we just say testicles?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, we could say whatever you want.
Let's say testicles.
Testicles.
Because, you know, I mean.
Testicles.
It'll be confused with basketballs. And, you know, we don't want to confuse what we're talking about.
Testicles.
Testicles is more specific. Yes. And it has three syllables, so you know it's fancier.
Testicles.
Testicles. Yes. So he got kicked.
Got kicked
on purpose, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he purposely did it.
Oh, yeah.
He totally.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
What, does he not like LeBron James?
I think he wants to win a championship and realizes that LeBron's in his way. I mean, those Houston Rockets are on the cusp of greatness.
But just, like,
this is what LeBron sounds like today.
I'm a soprano.
Someone kicked me in the testicles.
And now I sing real high up in the higher register. You know what is neat is that, like, I have to say,
Unix.
Black men don't have a problem with the falsetto. Like, a lot of white guys don't like to sing falsetto because they think it sounds weird or something, or they think it's
right.
Like it's demasculinizing. But black guys are just so into their blackness and their masculinity
that
they just can, like, sing, you know, way up high.
Those white boy boy bands.
Is that
bands,
racist? Did I just say something racist?
Probably.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry.
I don't know, but I think it's true. Everyone's kind of racist.
Yeah.
As the song goes. Everybody's a little bit racist.
Okay, yes. What? Boy bands? You were talking about
those white boy bands always.
We have some more death to go, but go
ahead.
There's
more dying?
Well, let's do boy bands first.
They like to sing in falsetto. That's the whole thought.
Wait, is that because it's less threatening to the teen girls?
No, because I think it appeals to the teenage ladies. Because
they don't, they're otherwise. Oh, listener DJ Cat in Chicago. She says she remembers Anthony Mason from when she was a little bit sportsy for the NBA in the 90s. And that's correct.
Those were his main years.
He played in the 90s. This just gets too loud. Why does it keep getting louder? You keep picking it down and it keeps getting louder.
I don't know. I just work here.
Okay.
At the
board? You run the board? Today you're running the board?
I'm running the board.
Okay.
So far. Nothing egregious.
No, everything's been pretty good.
So far.
The levels have been a little off, but other than that.
I have you way up.
I know, that's...
And
see,
me
do you,
way
do,
down.
Okay, do you see the needle?
Yeah, that's good.
Goes? Okay, that's good. Yeah, the needle's good. All right. We have another death. We have Minnie Minosa of the White Sox died. He was an outfielder, and he was the first black player for the White Sox. Speaking of racism, he played like from the 40s to the
five decades, from like the 40s
to the 80s or something. 40,
that seems
50,
like a long 60, time.
70, 80. Yeah, it was a long time. He was like ageless, and they don't even know for sure how old he was because they're arguing now about how old he was when he died, if he was 92 or 90. But he was old, and I was thinking it was, you know, I have this theory that deaths come in twos.
I thought it was threes.
No, that's wrong. My theory is twos, right?
Yeah.
So Ernie Banks, who played for the Cubs forever and was like Mr. Cub, died, and then Minnie Minoso died. But I don't think they died close enough together to be considered...
A duo.
Yeah, because Ernie Banks died, like we talked about him when he died. He died in...
I know, I got drunk and made bad jokes.
He died
about
January.
Him.
He died in January 23rd.
I said something like he'd finally made the postseason.
Did you?
I did. Oh, you don't remember that joke?
No, I was drunk too.
I think I had to take that down.
Oh, well.
Because I didn't want Cubs fans to murder me in the street.
No.
They have enough problems. Is that all the dead people?
I wanted to give away tickets for anybody who knew Minnie Minosa's real first name. We could do a call-in. We haven't ever done that, I don't think. So it would be exciting to do it now when we're trying to adjust to a new studio and everything. But unfortunately, I looked at the ticket giveaway sheet and I didn't see anything that was thrilling. I don't know why we don't have Morton Subotnick tickets. Because Morton Subotnick's playing at the Kitchen Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody but WFMU fans would even know who he is. Because he's like the godfather of electronic music or something.
Wow, that sounds pretty good.
I know.
Do you think we can get tickets?
No.
In the next 45 minutes?
No. And I don't, you know. So I'll just tell you what Minnie Minoso's first name was.
Okay, what was it again?
Orestes.
Isn't that like a Greek god?
Yeah, or a Greek hero or something, yeah. I think he's a hero.
Orestes. Isn't that the whole...
The Orestia, right?
Yeah, isn't that the whole...
Yeah, that's the whole Iliad deal.
Iliad and Odyssey and whatever.
Yeah.
I never read those.
You didn't?
I mean, I was supposed to.
Jeez.
I was waiting for the movie.
Well, I think the movie came out with Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah, it was okay.
Didn't he do that?
It was pretty good.
Was it? I never saw the movie. I just read the books. Oh, Danny D has a good comment on Ernie Banks. He says Ernie Banks' death counted as a doubleheader. Because he always said, let's play two.
Danny D was desperately trying to get in touch with me last week to take me to the Bruins-Devils game in Newark. But well, I didn't. One day I wasn't
on. Why doesn't he want to take me?
I don't
know. How come I can't go to the Bruins?
He's trying to reach out
game.
To me on the. Well, because I'm a Bruins fan.
Oh, right.
I mean, aren't you a Rangers fan? Because you've dated all of the Rangers.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one of them. Yeah. It was fun though.
It was fun.
It was fun while it lasted.
Are we done with the music?
Oh yeah, we're done with the music. Yeah. Okay. So that was News of the Dead for this week. Yep. 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 Yep.
So I missed the game because I wasn't on the Twitter. Because that was my work life is insane right now.
The work life's interfering with your social
media life? The bookstore is really dramatic all the time. So that takes up most of my time.
We had a guy get fired at my work today.
Jeez.
Nobody ever gets fired there. I don't think anyone has ever been fired. He
must have been like, what can I do to get fired?
He was just like, he didn't show up for, you know, several years.
Well, that'll do it.
Finally just decided, you know. Oh, Studio B Ben says, if I come back to Portland, we can go watch the Blazer games together. I would love nothing better than that.
You're going to Portland? When are you going to Portland?
I'll never go to Portland, but I would love to. I wish I could move there.
No, what would happen with the show?
Oh, well, that's why I can't go.
It's like 3 a.m. there
now. No, I know. I know they're in some alternate universe time zone. Yep. Can't go there.
Can't leave the show?
I'm not going to leave the show.
Not before the marathon or ever.
Oh, yeah. Yo, here, we have to ad lib something about the marathon. Do you want to ad lib it?
The marathon is coming up.
Next March 8th through the 22nd, so that's like next week.
So go into your parents' bedroom, find their wallet, take $20 out, and put it in a...
Do you know what
us.
Happened to me? It was so embarrassing.
What?
Well, I made a pledge. I made a bunch of pledges last marathon.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I made a bunch of pledges last marathon, you know, like to all the, not all the shows, but all the shows I thought I could afford to support. You know, some of my favorite shows. I have many favorite shows, but...
There's a lot of great shows.
There are great shows on WFMU. So I picked some that I liked a lot, and I made pledges to them, and then the total bill came in, and I was like, oh, I don't have that kind of money. And so I kept putting it off every month. I kept thinking, oh, next month I'll save up enough and I can pay it.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to do that, and it never happened. And so finally I realized, you know, it was like last month, which was February, which was like the worst month ever and very cold and snowy. And I said, you know, I got to pay it now. So I checked everything, and I thought I had enough money, and I sent the check, and it was insufficient funds.
I saw that.
$70. I'm a poor. I've been a poor for a long time. So I'm a poor, and I don't actually have $70. So this year, I have to kind of restrain myself and not pledge that much because I know I can't pay it. But it was worth it because it was WFMU.
I
thought it was worth it, and I'm proud that I bounced a check to WFMU. And I'll make good, and I'll pay those fees, $34 in fees for a $70 check.
Oops.
See,
I have a check card, so when I forgot to pay or they couldn't collect from me, they sent me this very nice note from WFMU that says, hey, listener 1400, how you doing?
Yeah, right.
Listener 1400 is my radio giving money name.
Name, yeah.
And they're like, hey, why don't you give us another credit card, because this one's no good, jackass. And so... So I gave him another one.
Yeah.
But I really only, I was giving money to WFMU as a way of flirting with different shows.
Yeah.
And that didn't, it didn't really work out.
No, I mean, they don't even know. You know yourself.
They just couldn't care less.
Yeah.
That I gave tons of money that I can't afford on my own. Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm going to have to give it to different shows.
Why don't you give money to our show?
I will. I mean, this year.
This year. We should just support Sportsy Talk, right?
I will.
Because we have a very we're going to have something really special in the second week. The first week's going to be great.
First week's going
to
be great.
Because we got Kurt Gottschalk as our co-host.
He's coming to help us.
Thank you, Kurt.
Class up the joint.
Absolutely. And then the second week.
Could go off the rails.
Yeah, the second week
it could be like the second week last week, last year.
No, it's not going to be as bad. That was a terrible show.
With nudity and
drunkenness. And you like jumping on somebody's grandma and stuff. That's not going to happen. Something
that we can't have sex with grandma this year?
No, not on the air. Not again. I won't have it.
Not again. Never again.
Never again. Hey, you know what? This is my last chance also to say that I am the Wentech International VP of Snarkdom because I was adopted by those people last year on the WFMU adoption board. And I've already been adopted this year by someone else. And
you've been adopted?
Isn't that awesome? I didn't even have a chance to change the picture. I was going to change my picture, and I didn't even do it.
Is it the one with the bag on your head?
No.
Which one is it?
It's one that my friend Mark Chiarello took of me, and it has like flames behind it, so it looks like I'm in hell.
No one adopted me last year, but the photo was up in such a way that it was like the number one image search for me that I didn't get a job.
Yeah, you didn't get a job because
people
of
like,
that
why
photo.
Is that guy in his underpants?
Yeah, with a big heart drawn on him. So they, you didn't get it.
So this year the bunny outfit hopefully will bring it home. Yeah.
But will you, like, is that going to stop you from getting jobs if you have a bunny outfit? I mean, I guess it's not as
less,
bad as it's yeah, not it's, as bad as being in your underpants.
It's less bad than seeing my gut.
I don't know.
My naked gut.
I think you're kind of cute when you're naked.
It's 201-KEN-WFMU. 201-KEN-WFMU. If you just want to call and like let it ring a bunch of times, and then when we answer the phone, hang up on us.
Yeah, that's what happened last week.
That's fine, too.
Yep, that'll be good.
It's the hockey trade deadline.
Oh, yeah, today.
Do you
it was
have
three,
trade,
three,
line,
three,
trade headline fever?
3 p.m. was the deadline.
Bruins got some guy I never heard of.
Yeah.
Mostly it's guys I never heard of going to places I never think of their teams.
I have a question for you I tried to ask you last week. Okay, it's about, you had that jersey on last week that was like the, no, at the dog show you had it, the
Columbus Blue Jackets. Yes.
Okay, and the Rangers, right, are often called the Blue Shirts.
Yes.
So are the Blue Jackets connected somehow to the Blue Shirts because they played each other other day.
Blue Jackets is like some sort of insurance thing that only they know about in like that part of Ohio.
But are they, so they're not, it's not like the Blue Jackets are not like the farm team of the Rangers. They're like their own.
No, they're a real NHL team.
Well, I think it's confusing. They should change their name.
I mean, they're a team nobody likes.
Blue Jackets and Blue.
I mean, nobody likes that team.
Shirts.
So.
Why does everything have to be blue?
That's Q.
What are you
doing?
We're
in mono. Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Bronwyn.
Danny D.
Oh, you can hear,
hey,
you can hear Danny D.
Are you hearing the Blue Jackets? They're like the only pro winning side of the Civil War team in sports, I think.
Which one is?
The Blue Jackets?
Well, no,
Blue
I thought.
Jackets. They're not going to call them the Gray Jackets.
I thought they were like it's some sort of insurance company or something.
No. Nationwide's the arena, but the ones that basically give you those bummer Super Bowl ads. But no, they're called the Blue Jackets because of the Civil War and that Ohio sent like more soldiers than anybody else.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's a terrible name. And they shouldn't have a hockey team there. They should have a hockey team in Quebec.
Wait, so you're saying that having a color and like an article of clothing as a name would be a
no,
bad
I'm
idea.
Saying I'm saying wait. Columbus, Ohio having a hockey team is ridiculous.
It is. And
so Red Sox would be a bad name in your book.
No, Red Sox is okay. I mean, it's not a great name or anything like the Tigers
well,
or the Bears or something like that. You know,
White Sox, Red Sox, the Browns. They don't even have socks. They're just brown.
The Browns are actually changing their uniforms.
Exciting new
yeah,
helmet.
Yeah. Their helmets are like now a Dayglo orange color because there's nothing more embarrassing that they could think of to do to the Browns
to make it like neon
to make it like
neon
a neon
orange.
Terrible
nice.
With like a it's like a brown face mask.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
it's a really terrible
that
idea
sounds
actually.
Pretty bad.
And then they haven't that released their amazing. new uniforms, which I'm sure are going to be awful. But how was the How was the Bruins and Devils game?
Awful. Devils lost in overtime.
Oh, well, I mean,
so you would have liked that.
It pretty much ended our season.
Well, the Devils have had kind of a rough go of it this year and the last couple of years because their best players in, like, Russia and never coming back. And then
he got into a fight, quote-unquote fight, where basically it was him swinging a stick at some other KHL.
Swinging a stick.
Delightful. Poor guy's probably making, like, 40 rubles.
Ilya Kovalchuk or whatever, yikes.
He who will not be named, yes.
They traded Jaromir Jagr from the Devils the other day because Jaromir Jagr's like, hey, I'm like 1,000 years old, and I would rather be on a team that's not the Devils that's going to like be in the playoffs. So what the Devils traded Jagr to another team that's not going to be in the playoffs, the Florida Panthers, that he had been on for, five or 6 years.
Very confident in your Bruins there, Jim. They're battling the Bruins for that last spot.
First of all, there shouldn't be a team in Florida either.
Yeah, or in California.
Or in California. None of those California teams.
Excuse me.
I think half the league should be in Canada.
Yeah.
And the other half should be in terrible northern parts of America.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe
Boston. Canada wasn't America. Yeah, Boston is a terrible northern part. Boston is like
Boston
Siberia.
Is like not inhabitable by humans anymore.
Boston is completely covered in ice.
My parents are flying to Arizona, another place that shouldn't have a hockey team. And
do they?
Yeah, they like got on a plane in Boston at 8 a.m. And she's texting me now, my mother. All they've gotten to is Philadelphia. So far,
it's like they're never
have a great vacation. You're never gonna get out there. You're gonna spend the rest of the. Wasn't that a Tom Hanks movie where he spends the rest of his life in an airport?
Yeah, he can't get out of the airport.
That's
what. Oh, get stuck in Omaha.
All right, so explain to me, Danny, about fantasy cricket and how we can get a
fantasy
cricket.
Oh, good God! Yeah. Well, explain. I think that I looked at it. Yahoo, one of the Yahoo sites.
Uh-huh.
Yahoo India
Yahoo.
Or something.
Oh, see, I was looking on ESPN.
Fantasy cricket as an option.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell you what competitions count. I couldn't tell you what the scoring is. I couldn't tell you why the scoring is.
Well, that sounds like my favorite kind
notice,
of thing.
You could,
that sounds perfect for us.
The one feature that was most appealing to me was that you could select a random team.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that would probably be the most effective strategy for all of us.
I think that would be perfect. That sounds just right for us. It's like something we don't understand, we don't know how it works, and it's completely random.
Well, should we also have...
That sounds great.
I mean, I'm all for fantasy cricket. Should we have a fantasy baseball league for the Sportsy Talk WFMU listeners?
If you know, I'm supportive of all things Sportsy Talk.
If I build it, you will come?
I don't know. That's
that's
a long season.
I'll do my level best. Can't schedule it the same night as the Wednesday night 9 p.m. to midnight DJs fantasy league. But other than that, I'm game.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm figuring we can make it. You know, a little low impact, a little. You know, not something you have to check every 5 minutes like I do with my other fantasy leagues.
So that'd be a good idea.
We'll see about that.
We're going to have brackets for March Madness for sure.
March Madness brackets come out week after next.
Okay, so are we starting that in the middle of the marathon then? Because the marathon runs to March 22nd.
Yeah, we are.
Yep, okay. I plan to be in your phone room there.
Oh, you're going to be in the phone room?
Cool. That'll be great.
You're helping the sports because.
There's going to be a lot of drunkenness, a lot of nudity, a lot of grandma groping.
No, there will be none of that.
And then are we going to talk about the big exciting second week?
That's Bronwyn's previous show.
That's the big exciting second week.
I wanted to make out with Jay. He's a hunk of man.
Jay is something.
He's just a
force of nature.
I just wanted to, curl up into a little ball in his arms.
I don't think
he's going to be around this year, though.
No,
so.
He won't be here this year. No, Jay.
Yeah. So you've been following the World Cup?
Yes, I actually watched the Cricket World Cup.
Oh, wow.
And how long does the game take? Like three or four days?
Three or four weeks.
Yeah, I don't
it's like 100 years.
There's 49 games. They have Pool A and Pool B, and between them they play 49 games, and each game takes months to complete. And I watched it, right? And there's this guy, and he's like out in the outfield, and he comes tearing towards the batter, like clear across the outfield,
the
right? And then he like slams the ball down on the ground right in front of the batter, and then the ball walks up at the guy's face, and he goes whack, trying to keep it away from him with a big paddle, and then, and then like something happens, and he either gets some points or he doesn't, or he runs around or he doesn't, you know. And it's just I think in England, right? I think they have special cricket shools. And they take children and they send them to shul to learn the rules of cricket. Like, you know, it's like reading the Talmud or something. Yeah,
well, they
take them when they're 8 years old.
Some of their own players, because they're doing terrible.
Yeah, well, yeah, England is really blowing. Ireland's doing pretty well.
The Empire's just beating their ass.
Yeah, but I'm happy about Ireland because they're doing okay. They're coming up. They're playing South Africa next, so that'll be good, right?
And then there was the most ridiculous result I've ever seen for a world championship. There was a tie.
For what?
And
for what sport?
There was a tie for cricket, and it was like
I thought this was
it was like Australia and somebody or something.
Wait, I thought they're playing the world championship. They didn't finish it yet.
Well, yeah, but there was a tie game.
Oh, the reason
there was a tie game was because it rained.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So they couldn't start the game. And I guess cricket games take so long that they didn't have the month.
Oh, so it was a rain out?
So it was a rain out that counts like for 1 point for each.
Huh.
And it's in England's pool, and they could totally get eliminated because of this rain out.
They were gonna get eliminated anyway. So I mean, for stinking.
Yeah.
For being awful. That's a bad British accent.
That was terrible.
Scotland blew some huge lead.
Do the Scottish guys wear the kilts? Because I think if they wore the kilts.
Well, I think
they lost to Afghanistan, and they lost in like completely ridiculous fashion. They blew a lead that you should never blow or something.
And cricket is going to be in the Olympics in 2020, so that even less people will watch it. Yeah, it's an Olympic sport starting in 2020.
Oh, how fascinating.
For like a year. Baseball used to be in the Olympics.
So nobody in America knows how to play, so maybe we could get on the American cricket team.
We probably could. No, I'm sure there's a lot of like Americans who had grown up, you know, in Indian or, you know, in like different.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I used to watch it in Prospect Park.
You would think we might have a little more cricket talent, given that we've got enough country, you know, enough immigrants.
It's just that nobody knows how to play it. And I mean, here they are. They're speeding up baseball, right? They're changing the rules of Major League Baseball to make the games go faster. They're not going to bring in cricket, which is like the slowest game in the world. You know, I mean, Americans just won't stand for it.
No.
They'd have to have like speed cricket. Cricket extreme.
Well, there's great.
Wait. So you could have like, you know, because they have a batter at each end. So speed cricket, you could have one guy, pitcher, run one way, pitch one guy. And at the same time, you have the other pitcher running the other way to pitch the other guy.
Yeah, just like keep it going. Let's go. Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
There's a lot of great sports in the Summer Olympics that we never even get to see. Like that team handball game is amazing.
Right. And they won't show it because the Americans aren't doing well in it, so they don't show it to us.
We see 18 different kinds of like swimming medal.
Yeah,
things,
because
like,
we do well
cares?
In swimming. That's it.
It's so boring.
But they don't understand that. You know, it's not about America being good. I mean, curling, we're terrible at curling. We choke up
everybody loves curling.
Every chance we get, but
everybody loves curling. I love the curling.
Yeah. Right.
I missed curling night in America the other day, though.
America's terrible.
See, Danny D alerts me to a great many sporting events that I should be watching, but usually I'm just, like, drunk. By the time
passed
I get this
out somewhere,
I'm just like,
couch.
Whoa, what's happening?
I don't know.
I got an email
five hours
ago.
We have a correction.
Oh, we
from
do.
A listener.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Listener Jeff is calling us a dumbass because we said batter and not batsman.
Oh, it's batsman.
Okay,
batsman.
The pitcher batsman. Is a bowler.
The
also
bowler,
hat,
and the batsman.
I'm sure dumbass
kind of
means something nice in British.
It probably does.
I'm sure it's much. It's much more.
It's not an insult at all.
He can call in and explain the leg before wicket rule.
That's my challenge.
That's my challenge.
Okay,
to
the
him.
Danny D challenge. Thank you, Danny D. The leg
Alrighty.
Before wicket rule. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Call in and explain that.
Explain.
And, the number is 201 Ken.
K-E-N.
W-F-M-U.
All right,
we'll
guys.
See you later, Danny.
Have fun. I'll see you next
okay.
week.
Okay. Thanks, All Danny right. D. We'll see ya.
Yep.
That's nice. Danny D. Will be in. If other listeners would like to volunteer to help during the marathon, you can contact Scott. Scott@WFMU.org.
Or if you would just like to volunteer to make out with me, that would be fine.
No.
Yeah, there's plenty of couches around here.
Who would do, who? But.
What? But what?
But what if somebody did
for the right amount of money?
What if somebody did?
Well, I'm sure you know.
You can't sell yourself. That's not right.
I thought that was the whole point of the marathon, is selling yourself.
Well, no, the whole point of the marathon is to support WFMU.
I mean, yeah, but shouldn't I get a little
non-commercial
something?
Non-commercial. I don't know.
Can we talk about what we're giving away? Have we designed that yet?
It's designed. It hasn't been ordered, but it will be. Yeah. Yeah, we could talk about
it. Will be
okay,
ordered?
There's okay.
I mean, I don't want to ruin the surprises.
No, I don't think it's a surprise. I think we can talk about it because it's out on the swag list. If you want to go to,
oh, it's on the swag list.
Yeah, wfmu.org/pledge is where you can make a pledge, and if you go there, you can see the swag for this year and what each show offers as a special thing. So our show, Sportsy Talk, yay! We are going to have the Sportsy Talk foam finger.
Ooh!
You can wear it. It will interfere with your
what?
With lots of things. It'll interfere with your
give your friends
onanism.
The finger.
With, yeah, but you can. It's not that finger though. It's like a real finger.
It's an actual finger.
It's an it's like Jose Canseco's finger. You know,
oh,
we
that
should
fell
we
off. Should, yeah, we got sawed off.
Yeah, his finger. They got sawed off accidentally. Yeah. What did he do? He shot it off with a gun,
and then it didn't. And then it was one of those cleaning the gun accidents.
Yeah, and then it didn't stay on when they reattached it. They just put it on with thread.
That
and they
story
didn't
may be apocryphal because
yeah,
it was he was talking about how it fell off during a poker
game. Poker
game.
I think
like
it did. I mean, I don't think he has a finger.
He doesn't have a finger. But
so we
whether
should,
it
we
fell
make,
off during the poker game
can
or
we
not,
make
we
this
know.
Look like Jose Canseco's finger? What color should it be? We haven't picked a color yet.
Oh, I don't know. You're
what's,
asking me a lot of questions.
What's a Sportsy Talk
I
color?
I thought we had the interns working on that.
Okay, well, we don't have interns. We have listeners, though. If listeners would like to suggest
what color,
a color,
finger?
Should the Sportsy Talk finger be?
What color is your finger? That's my Monty Python accent.
I
like to watch some cricket. I forgot we were going to play crickets in the background.
Oh, yeah, I wondered what happened. But this sounds like kind of like our
it's
pub.
It's a cafeteria.
Oh, a cafeteria. It's kind of like our pub noise
like,
that we used to have that we lost.
Did you get any mashed potatoes?
Oh. You got any mashed potatoes over there?
Did you get any mashed potatoes? Because I really like mashed potatoes.
It's like that, you know why you're thinking mashed potatoes? Because we were listening to that Mantan sample earlier. That's why.
This is crickets.
Oh, this is crickets
for the
cricket. Yeah, I like the cafeteria better, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Down.
We're done with cricket, pretty much, unless somebody else
has something to say,
has something
about,
to
cricket.
Say about cricket. What do you have to say about cricket? 201, what's the number? Ken, WFMU.
WFMU.
K-E-N.
The best
W-F-M-U.
Story to come out of the NHL trade deadline day.
Yes, which was today.
An 11-year-old girl who's the daughter of a player for the Columbus Blue Jackets, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Columbus Blue Jackets?
Really?
I have to look that up.
They
maybe I may be incorrect about the Columbus Blue Jackets.
They're breeding?
Yes. Wrote to the Minnesota Wild and said she missed her dad wanted her dad to be on the Minnesota Wild so that she'd be able to see her dad. If I can bring it up,
wait,
up the entire letter.
Does her dad want to play for them?
The dad's been away. He was on St. Louis, and he got traded to the Blue Jackets. And today, they didn't even know about this letter until much later in the day, but it turns out that he was picked up by the Wild. But it's like the cutest letter in the history of the world.
Aww.
From young Jordan Leopold,
that's not a daughter.
Name. Jordan with a Y.
Oh, so it makes it a girl's name? They stick a Y in it. It's like Bronwyn. They just stick a Y in it. It means something girly.
The father...
Yes.
The father is named Jordan and...
With an A?
With an A, and the daughter is named Jordan.
Yeah, with a Y.
Know.
See?
Like
it makes it girly.
I don't know.
Do you know that Bronwyn is like the Welsh equivalent of naming somebody Bambi? It's like considered like such a girly...
Bambi?
Yeah, it's like a girly, girly, sexy, girly name in Wales. So that just goes...
Bronwyn!
I know. It sounds like... No, I see that. It sounds like... You know,
I had to make
like,
one up one
it
time.
It sounds like a guy who's a roofer or something, you know. And then, but over there, it's
11-year-old Jordan Leopold misses her dad. He's
Daddy.
The NFL, NHL defenseman.
Come back.
And she wrote to the Wild, "Dear Minnesota Wild coaches, my name is Jordan Leopold. My dad is Jordan Leopold, one of the Columbus Blue Jackets defensemen. Well... My dad is very lonely without his family. We are living in Minnesota right now, and I am lost without my dad, and so is my mom, my two sisters, and my brother. My dad is on a team with young guys and is very lonely and is not playing because the Jackets got him because they needed a D-man. It has.
They already have four kids. Why do they need them back home again?
And we cannot take it anymore because there's probably like 500 feet of snow there.
Yeah, well, probably. It's
there's all kinds of cute misspellings in here and stuff like that. You know.
All right, I'm sorry.
It has been since November, and we cannot take it anymore. Well, to get to the point, the Wild have not been winning games, and you lovely coaches are most likely mad about that. But your team needs NED apostrophe S some more D-men. So can you please, please, please ask the Jackets if you guys can get him? Thanks, Jordan Leopold. But it just so happened that they were doing it anyway. But it like broke the heart of the internet today.
Aww.
And everyone was very touched by young Jordan Leopold's
letter. And it happened.
But it happened anyway.
It had nothing to do with her letter, though.
No, she didn't actually send it to the Wild. She sent it to some radio station in Minnesota or something like that. You really should send it to the Wild, like FedEx.
Yeah.
Please trade for my dad. You're in last place. What the hell difference does it make? Sincerely, Jordan Leopold.
Well, that's kind of what she said. I mean,
But that's a.
Why are they living? Why are they living in Minnesota if he doesn't work in Minnesota?
I didn't read that far into the article.
Okay.
I think maybe they're from Minnesota originally. Maybe they like the schools there. Maybe they like Prince.
Yeah,
because he lives there.
He lives in Minnesota. Somebody
and
does.
That's the news from Lake Wobegon.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He's terrifying, by the way. In person,
I know.
Just an ogre looking.
I saw him once in
such
person.
Such a jerk.
We went to some friends of mine were big fans of his, and he was doing a reading at BAM. This was years and years and years ago. Years and years and years and years and years ago. Like, I don't know when. It was like when he moved to New York for a short time.
Garrison Keillor.
It was right before that, right?
Right, he was he married somebody and was like, I gotta get out of here because I can't go to the mall in Minnesota anymore.
Right, so he moved to New York for a little bit, and then, but right before he moved to New York, he did a reading at BAM, and we went to see him. And my friend, who was his hugest fan, went up with her boyfriend and me, and we were standing there, and she was like a blondie, blue-eyed girl, and the boyfriend was black. And Garrison Keillor would talk to her and stuff, and then the boyfriend said something, and he didn't even look at him.
Just glare at him.
No, he didn't even look at him. He was standing right there, right? And he wouldn't even shift his gaze like 1 degree to the left to look at the guy, you know. And so then the girl said something, and he's talking to her, and then the boyfriend says something, and he just
nothing.
Turns away. Nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't acknowledge him. I was like, man, you should not be moving to New York, you know.
Maybe that's why
that's
he moved
not,
back.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe when he moved here, he realized
he
it was
on
like
a book tour for one of those
diverse place.
Terrible. He does these terrible poetry books about like poetry that's awful.
Yeah. That he likes or that he writes?
That he likes.
Oh, okay.
He writes poetry too, but it's more of collections of poetry that you'll, if you want to hate poetry, you buy those.
Yeah.
And we had a big event for him in Harvard Square. And I think I was supposed to meet him early so he could sign books or something. And I forgot because I was drunk or something. And I get over there because I was working for the bookstore, and he just would glare at me like, with the anger of 1,000 hot suns.
I know.
And then he would do his whole like, "I'm completely charming and everything's great, and I'm doing my radio voice thing, and I'm reading these terrible poems to 700 people." And I was like, "Hey, thanks a lot for whatever, Garrison Keillor." He looks at me like I'm a turd.
Yeah, he's a very unpleasant man.
He's terrible.
I don't understand. I mean, he comes across.
He's great
very,
on the radio, though.
Yeah, he's very affable and avuncular on the radio.
He seems
the
like
radio,
a good time on the radio.
Just, yeah, but he's, it's like us. You know, we seem nice on the radio.
Oh, if you meet us
Sportsy
on the street, we'll just stab you.
The most trusted team in sports talk radio today. You don't want to meet us in a dark alley.
Okay, so Mark Teixeira.
Yes.
Of the New York Yankees.
Yes. The guy with the broken wrist.
He has a bad wrist. It's been broken for a while.
He keeps getting broken again.
I actually kind of like him.
He's a good player when he's healthy.
Oh, he's a good player, but he's also like, you know, I mean, most of the Yankees I kind of despise. But I mean, then there's the Jeters and the I kind of like him now.
You kind of like the Yankees
now? Well, I love
now?
Jeter. I mean, Jeter. Well, there's some Yankees that you kind of think are, you know, they're okay guys.
They are.
Johnny Damon was an okay guy, you know.
Well, that's because he came
fun.
From the Red Sox. You liked him there.
I liked him throughout.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Well, but Teixeira, he seemed like kind of a jock, like a dumb guy or whatever. And you're thinking like, well, he's a stooge. But he's actually kind of a thoughtful guy. And he's, you know, he's really bugs him. Like, he keeps him up at night that he can't hit anymore or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So his plan this offseason was to get rid of the gluten.
Oh.
Gluten's out.
Gluten is the responsible thing for why he's...
I think that he's thinking it's going to help him... I just think he needs to stop being a switch hitter, because some guys,
unless
just,
he has celiac disease, he shouldn't worry about gluten, you know? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
I don't know.
Everybody's on this gluten-free kick.
Because it's some kind of terrible poison that's killing America.
No, it's not. Unless you have this specific inability to digest it, it's perfectly fine.
I have a lot of inabilities.
Are you living gluten-free?
No, I'm living whatever gluten is. I probably have a lot of it all the time.
Whatever gluten is, you don't know?
I think it's a wheat protein.
Yeah, it's a wheat protein. I mean, you shouldn't eat a lot of wheat. You should. I like extra gluten in all my stuff, but it shouldn't.
Extra like gluten on top.
Yeah,
can you put extra gluten on top?
You can. You can actually buy bags of gluten. Like if you're a baker, you want to put extra gluten in your bread when you make it.
I eat like 3 loaves of bread every day.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's the carbs. That's bad for you.
I love the carbs. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you can't be having carbs.
Good stuff.
Yeah, if Mark Teixeira went off the carbs, he'd probably heal right up.
I think he should just stop hitting right-handed in Yankee Stadium.
Can he hit left-handed?
Yeah, he's pretty good left-handed. Yeah,
okay.
That's what Shane Victorino's doing. Shane Victorino, he didn't play most of last year for the Red Sox because, I don't know, they had to come in last place again for some reason instead of winning the World Series.
Yes.
They're the only team that have gone from last, worst to first to worst.
Yes.
And this year to third. You know, I don't know, whatever. Mm. We'll be in the middle.
Okay. Is that your prediction?
Yeah, worst to first to worst.
To third.
To third.
See, that's because you're a poet. See how that goes?
Yeah, that's nice.
Worst, first, worst,
because we can't win any more World Series. It's just
it's a pipe dream.
It's enough. It's plenty. We have like a whole team full of mysterious Cuban players no one's ever seen. We don't even know if they can play baseball. They don't speak English.
No one's ever seen them.
They're like, well, I mean,
you don't even know if it's the same guy you signed.
Are you the guy we signed? No, yeah, man. I don't know anything.
I just got on the plane.
Baseball? What are you talking about? I'm a chess guy.
201 KEN WFMU. You should give like the actual, what are the actual numbers of that? 5?
I don't know. Is it 536-9368?
Something like
201 KENWFMU.
Call us. Talk to us about stuff.
This is our last show before the marathon.
Yeah, this is the last chance you'll have to actually talk to us for a couple of weeks. Because once we're doing the marathon, we're gonna be doing the marathon.
I'll be naked.
Yeah.
And drunk.
Oh God.
Naked and drunk. What's going on the boards?
Lots of things. People going on. About gluten now.
Oh, it's gluten.
It's the gluten time on the comments board. You can go to WFMU.org and get on the comments board.
One of my favorite things to do is to peruse the boards later on.
Yeah, I always go back and read all the comments. I can't always read them in the middle of the show, but I go back and read them. There's a guy who's trying to raise money, right? And we have to get a hold of him. I didn't manage to do it today, but I'm going to try. His name is Richard something or other.
Yeah.
I don't even know his last name. But his website is richardsyankeeswalk.org.
And what's he doing?
He's raising money for charity. He's he's at the Yankees spring training facility in Florida.
In Tampa.
Yes. And he's going to walk from there to Yankee Stadium.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know.
That's through some terrible places, too.
It's a long time. And he thinks he's going to walk 20 miles a day. He's got it planned out. And every mile, he is named for a Yankee player, right? And so when you pledge to his fundraising thing, which I forget what it's even for, I don't know,
it's
pancreatic cancer or something.
Oh,
yeah,
something,
I know.
Something terrible.
Something happened that he has to fix. But when you pledge, you can pick like the mile with the player that you want to support and then donate money for that mile of his walk. So I want to get the Chuck Knobloch mile.
Ooh. Chuck Knobloch was a great player, you know.
He was until he got the yips. Yeah.
Once you get the yips,
you can't
it's all
play.
Over, man.
Oh, my God.
He hit, like, Keith Olbermann's mom.
I know. Derek Jeter had to run and cover, second base for him because he couldn't play.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's just Sportsy Talking WFMU.
Howdy, Sportsy people.
David, it's listener David.
Hey, David, what's going on?
Hi, listener David.
How's good people, man?
What's happening?
You know why?
What?
A lot of things flashed to me while you were speaking. I like Music of the Dead today, too.
Oh, thank you.
Always, because from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And from the beginning, let's take it back, even before the donation thing, and I found myself with no money, this is the first year where I donated pre-marathon.
You made a pre-marathon pledge?
You don't need to get involved with the DJs and one half of the show, and then, of course, the Big Bang Theory comes on the last
That's
Sunday.
A good show. I like that show.
I want to just be part of the Hook Mouth Symphonium someday. But nonetheless, once upon a time, Bahman arrived in New York City.
That's
right. Fresh from out of six of, I guess, my hot little Isle firecracker, but no, she was born in Nebraska. Well, anyway, I actually fantasized about her, and she used to live where's that body in Brooklyn?
Bush Terminal.
No.
That's not it? That's where I lived.
Oh, okay.
Sunset Park?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was living in a burnt-out basement with a dog Saunders watching
oh,
over.
Oh, dog Saunders, that's right.
She got her paralegal services thing together.
You know everything about
me. She went on to the New York Times. So I was going to come on and say, is this Cartland Paralegal Services or is this the New York Times starring Bromley Carlton? And I had fantasies about you and dog Saunders. I mean, you were living in a burnt-out basement.
That's right.
You watch over you. I don't know how you change and do all these other things. People do it. In New York, when they're in the streets, mm-hmm. and it must have been hard on you, and then you worked yourself up to where you are today in the Bronx. Not too far away from Yankee Stadium.
That's
Check
right, not
out.
Too far from there.
Nice
oh, that's
there.
Really that's really nice that you know all that. You know my whole history, Mr. Oh, David. That's
oh,
very
no,
sweet of
I,
you. Thank you.
You know, we've been around for a while. Hey, I'm 0-60 in 5 and still growing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, David, thank you for calling.
Just want to say my hellos. And,
well, thank
and
you.
Yeah, marathon time
okay.
is here again. Them days, I was just in the 70s, it was just $1 a hit per person. And our station manager got really peed at us people because it seems that only 3% of the people that actually listened to WFMU at that time, I don't know
mm-hmm.
if it's still true, actually contribute to the station. And that's to get anybody a hot pippity. But no, instead we do the other thing. The right
mm-hmm.
thing.
That's right.
And so we have staff meetings and mm-hmm. see what's the best course of action to take it, how to bear people and present ourselves not groveling or not doing anything crazier than usual except putting out the good music, and if it's not enough good music, then good talk, and it makes everybody feel happy and good and giving. Just everybody give to WFMU. I'm going to pass through it somehow. I bought 10 megabytes of web in my BG Assurance Wireless smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need a smartphone. Everybody in the ghetto got 2 or 3 of them. I don't know why. But I sure do need one. And so I've been looking at computers and things like that. I want a laptop, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So I can get online or not online. Just for research at first, which just is better with the butterfly. And then, as I understand being in cloud, I got to unhack cloud because how can cloud be better than me when I can easily go to X-Links or JPEG flash emulation tool from Texas Instruments. Mm. Whittle myself about the Weave that was on the mid show. He called himself the Weave. He's been in a lot of prisons. He was at Ken and Andy's show on 7 Second Today.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he ever
That's
went to prison
show.
Or not, but he said if he's sent to prison for 5 years, he's going to do more damage from in prison than outside of prison.
Are you going to learn how to hack, David?
No,
are you
going to
be a hacker?
I don't hack.
Don't be a hacker.
He's getting persecuted for the persecution complex.
Don't be.
I engineer.
Uh-huh.
And I don't backward engineer. I make a new invention. I make a new third. I have 1 and 1 equal 2. No, 1 and 1 to me equals 3. A new third, my dear. And I engineer myself. A new invention is mine. It goes for $19.95 on TV. And then I hack it up to jack up the price after the first sales. So maybe $1,000 a pop. The guy who made the unbreakable iPhone, whatever you call it, the unlockable iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
He unlocked it. Little kid, 17 years old. His mother grounded him for 2 weeks for doing what he did. And it had it been me, I would have gotten years in jail. But the little kid was all right, you know what I mean, like that. And so he got off for 2 weeks grounded, and he showed us all how he did. In 4 hours, he unlocked it. The result was a little tiny chip in his hand, and this is the answer. I've thought this many times before, riding Piggy Bank. It said on their signal, which he got subscribed to for 2 years, an incredible amounts of money. I mean, you can just get a GRMS signal, a regular CB radio type signal and just get it going. And
David?
You got communications. They're making tablets in the hotnet now with cell phones.
David?
All combinations. So
when you make David,
you got a house. You gotta go. I know.
No, no, no. I just wanted to say when you make your inventions and you make $1 million, will you give some to WFMU? Right.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I would think of you a long time. My biggest thing, the problem right now, is actually the listener survey they used to give many years ago. Do you remember that problem then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I never answered that survey, but I finally found out what's the answer to it.
What's the question?
The information given to me at this time is too complicated or simple to disseminate. Please hold over until I come up with the answer. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's a perfect answer.
I really want to make it funny. I really do want to answer that listener survey question. For pound, I ask each and every line.
David,
so I can have my last line for myself.
If I can find a copy of that old survey, I'll see that it gets sent to you.
Oh, thank you. I have one.
You have one?
Okay.
All right. All right. But I'll look for one.
Okay.
Okay.
God bless you all. Take care. Have a good sporty day.
Thank you.
Take care, David.
It's a sports bar. You guys drink. Come on. It's a sports bar. Jim, he sucks. Half the time he's on the air, Bob, he's an antagonist.
Only half.
Only half, though.
Oh, okay.
Take care, David.
Thank you, David.
So finish him off and pass it off and... One for my baby and
one
for
the road.
For the road. Yes. Right. Take care. God bless. Bye bye.
All right. See you.
Bye.
That's listener
David. Mr. David filling us in. He has pledged pre-marathon.
Oh, he has.
That's what he was saying. He said he gave money to the. Didn't you? Weren't you listening?
Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, he was. I wasn't
asleep.
He said he gave money to the marathon already.
Stay tuned.
For Dr. Game Show.
Dr. Game Show's coming. You could be a big winner.
She has her own theme song. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, what was the name of the band that has the theme song?
I don't know.
Oh. Because they're a real band.
Mm.
I want to get Speedy Ortiz.
You did a what? Jeez.
Speedy Ortiz.
Ortiz, yeah.
To write our
You did
theme
a wonderful
song.
Theme song for us a long time
ago.
It's
all to talk.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, but
that.
I kind of want somebody to, like Apples and Stereo to do it or... Mm-hmm. I wrote to Apples and Stereo because I wanted them to do a theme song for the Creepy Cats when they were on the Gawker.com.
Oh.
And they were very excited at first, and then they think they saw what the Creepy Cats was.
And then they didn't like it.
They lost interest entirely. Yeah,
well, yeah, but maybe we could get them to do Sportsy Talk. That would be exciting.
They're very talented, the Apples and Stereo. And it probably, you know, or the, what's the name of the band that does all those 5-second songs, Guided by Voices? They could probably, like, I mean, how hard would it be for them to be?
5-second song.
Be like, Sports Talk, it's a show on WFMU. Like that kind of thing.
I want you to sing it.
I mean, I don't have any musical talent.
It. That's okay. You sing beautifully.
Maybe they could give me an instrumental I could sing over.
That's really nice. Yeah, you have to record it with a band.
And we have a big surprise, hopefully a big surprise, big time hoof and mouth.
Oh yeah!
Song.
Oh,
we
our
talked
hoof
and about
oh,
it.
Our no, we're not going to talk about it. That is a surprise.
But that's a home run, I think. That's
a
home run.
Yeah, we're hitting a home run at the Hoof and Mouth this year. That's the WFMU Marathon finale on March 22nd.
And you're going to be guest hosting what shows during the marathon?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, I'm going to do next week. I'm going to be guest hosting Night People.
I love those guys. I love those Night People.
I love Andy. He's an excellent writer. I'm a big fan of his. And then on the second week, I think on Friday of the second week, I get to co-host Billy Jam, and I adore Billy Jam.
Oh, nice.
I think I
messed up his show one time, so apologize for me again.
No, he is the most wonderful person. I just adore him. So, yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I messed up
that.
His show.
Who are you co-hosting for?
Both of my co-hosts are now the first week.
They are.
So I'm doing Chris T's Aerial View next Tuesday, and... Uh-huh. I'm back with Andrea on the YOY on Wednesday.
Wow. So you'll be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here at the station.
Yeah, I had like a Ariana Huffington thing I had to do.
Yeah, that's too bad. After. You and Ariana, I know, are really close. And
we're tight.
Yeah.
We're tight. I just couldn't get out of it. So I switched with the...
I know how she is when she wants something. You know, she's one of the great villainesses of Putin Pals.
Bump, bump,
if you're following Putin Pals at Putin
I see
Pals
Joe Firestone. I see the crew.
Really? They're there, huh?
This group looks like winners. They look like winners.
Last week, not so much, but this week for sure.
They're hiding now. Yeah. But they look like winners, and you can be a winner if you stay tuned. to Dr. Game Show, mm-hmm. a show with its own theme song. They've been on for 2 months. They have a theme song.
Why don't we have a theme song?
We need a theme song.
We'll get one.
There's lots of listeners, I've heard,
yeah.
that play music.
Yeah, they do.
We need some Sportsy Talk music.
Sluggo has a band.
Sports and talk of Sluggo the wicked
has a, Sluggo universe. Sluggo has a band with a saw player.
Oh, one of those singing saws? I love that.
Yeah.
I want a band where it's just me and five people playing saws.
You can get that. You know that there's a semi-annual musical saw festival in Astoria.
I remember because you tried to drag me out to that.
I did. I wish you had gone. You would have
Where was that? What was I doing? Drinking?
You were drinking someplace, yeah.
Drinking, crying.
You were drinking with Arianna Huffington.
Yeah, me and Arianna. Chilling.
Did we have other sportsy stuff to say?
Today's the day that the NFL teams had to declare who was on their franchise tag.
What is that?
Franchise tag means you can underpay a player
because
uh-huh. you say, well, he's just too important to our franchise to let go. It's so kind of a crappy thing to do.
So they don't want to be a franchise.
No one does. Mm-hmm. And so when you actually let players go, like Ndamukong Suh of the Lions got let go because they didn't want to slap the franchise tag on him.
So he's gone.
The Patriots called their place kicker. He got the franchise tag.
Did any punters get it?
No. You wouldn't waste any money on a punter.
Why you waste it on a place kicker?
I mean, punters usually are just there. Like, you pay them, you know, awesome. $10 an hour, and then, you know, they can have all the free food they want.
Hey, so I got a spring training update.
Give it to me.
The Phillies.
Are awful.
Start off, yeah, they lost 6-2 to the University of Tampa.
That's not good.
No. My
What's wrong?
Headphones just went off.
Your headphones went off?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Joe unplugged you.
No, she didn't.
It's part of the show.
Oh, okay.
It's a game called Can You Be on the Radio When You Can't Hear Yourself? And you are the winner.
All right. I can't hear anymore, so let's get off
the
air.
Oh, you can wear my hair.
No, we're done.
We're done?
It's time.
Who's done?
We're done. This is it.
This is the whole show?
Talk. Yeah.
This is a great show.
Yeah, this is a good
show. Up in Studio B.
We had callers. Next week we're going to have an actual scheduled caller. We're going to have one of the Red Bull Out guys is going to be calling with an update on Red Bull
Out. And they're going to let us know like where we should riot and
exactly.
how we should overthrow them.
Yeah,
MLS
so
or
that'll
something.
Be good. And we'll have Kurt Gottschalk with us as a co-host.
Kurt Gottschalk.
Very
wow.
exciting.
Wow.
I know, we're super lucky. And then the week after that we have Kelly. DJ Kelly.
We're talking about classing up the joint. You know,
I know, really this is going to be, that's
less,
why.
Less Jimmy, less nonsense, more.
Class.
Kurt and Kelly. Class. Kurt Kelly.
Sportsy.
Class with a K.
Sportsy class. Sportsy class. So do the, like, legal ID.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM, and we're all over the world and in your ears on WFMU.org.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
You have a nice radio voice.
And that's the news from Lake Wobegon. Where I'm a jackass. All the women are strong.
Everybody's a racist.
All the men are racist. We can't look black people in the eye. Thank you for listening.
Stay tuned for
Dr. Game Show.
Dr. Game Show. Joe Farsman.
Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. I got this fine sense of humor, yes, I'm fully. Even my first grade teacher used to laugh at me. I got a fine sense of humor, I got a full repertoire. I tell a fine, fine jokes when we're in the boudoir. Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. Well, I wake up great. My sense of humor really rates. I wake up hilarious. How come she's so serious? I think I'll call up some important, maybe Sigmund Freud, and say, hello, hello, I'm a hilarious dude. Well, did something in her childhood bother her bad now? I think so, cause like I'm really, really funny, and it's just making her mad now. Because I got a fine sense of humor, but she doesn't laugh at my jokes. Well, when she's up there in the morning cooking breakfast cereal, I'm out there boring her with my comic material. She's there frying up eggs and yolks, and I'm there thinking up hot, hot jokes. I think I'll call up somebody intelligent, maybe Jean-Luc Godard.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm your host, Joe Firestone, and you're listening to WFMU. This is the game show where we play game shows submitted by listeners, and however crazy they get, we'll play them on the air. That's our promise to you. So we have a very exciting show. Tonight's show is called Manolo's Delight. We got Manolo here.
Meow.
Manolo's here. We also have Jacqueline Novak and Aparna Nancherla here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wasn't sure whether to meow or not.
Meow.
Yeah, I just meowed because I'm supposed to be the sound guy.
Oh.
Yeah, Manolo does sound effects professionally now. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was a cat.
Yes. So Manolo is going to be doing sound effects all night. And Aparna and Jacqueline. Jacqueline, would you mind closing that door?
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank you so much. So good. Tonight we're playing a bunch of games, a lot of really fun games. We're playing last week's winner, Manolo's Delight, which was, if you're used to listening every week, Manolo's Delight was a disaster, but somehow made it onto this week, because you guys get to decide which game show goes on to the next week.
Oh, got it.
So great. The last week's contestants really, really did us a favor, huh?
Yep.
So we're going to play Manolo's Delight. We're also playing a game called Name Polish. We're playing a game called Leer I Can. And we're playing a game called Fillet Buster.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. So how are you guys doing?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Aparna, are you, how do you like games? Like, what do you like to do in games? Do you like to win, or what do you think?
I think I like to win. Like, I like to think of myself as a winner, but I'm not a game winner.
You're not a game winner?
Not usually, no.
And what about you, Jacqueline?
I tend to feel profound anxiety at the start of any game. And then sometimes I find myself actually having a good time. Uh-huh. But it always surprises me. So, yeah, I'm always scared I'm going to be revealed a fool. And I have a few times. I mean, I was already worrying about Fillet Buster or whatever.
Me too.
I was like, wait, what
politics?
Is a filibuster? Yeah, politics.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, seriously worrying about because I get panicked and then my mind becomes stupid,
right.
Truly stupid.
Yeah, it happens.
This is the right place to be stupid, though.
Manolo, what a nice thing to say
yeah.
about our show here.
Yeah.
Dr. Game Show, where it's nice to be stupid. So, if you would like to call in and play against Aparna and Jacqueline, or you'd like to play with them, either way, you can call in. It's 201-536-9368. That's also 201-KEN-WFMU, if you're used to dialing with the alphabet letters. And so if you call in and play, you can win a custom magnet. I cannot stress how custom it is because it's really a magnet. And if you have an idea for a game show over the course of today, you can comment on the message board. Or you can email gameshowideas@gmail.com. We will literally play any game you submit. So if you'd like to call in and play, it's 201-536-9368. So this first game, are you guys ready?
Yes. Yes, ready.
Okay. I mean, as much as
I know. Yes. Yeah. Within the constraints. Ready.
Can Aparna and I play together against also ourselves?
Yes, of course you can.
So Aparna and Jacqueline versus Aparna and Jacqueline.
That's perfect.
Internally. Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I mean, it's just a
thought
better. For later, maybe. You know?
I think that's a perfect idea. In fact, we'll even keep score with you guys together against each other. All right, so Manolo, this first game is called Name Polish, and it's submitted by Jackie Gilson of Buffalo, New York. Can we get a theme song, please?
Meow, meow, meow.
It can't be all cats.
Meow,
it can't.
Meow, eggs, exactly.
Manolo.
The name Polish.
Manolo, that was the worst theme song. Oh, we got a caller. Hold on, someone's going to play. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, Joe Firestone. This is Dan Rogalski.
Hi, Dan. How are you? Dan is the singer of the theme song, everybody.
Oh,
no. Oh my God.
Wow. This is a treat.
Dan.
I was strolling through the dial, and I heard my own voice, and I thought, hold on a second. I'll stop right here.
Wow, Dan. What a treat. Dan, can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you know that song? What's it?
Where are you,
Oh, will you turn down your dial, Dan?
Yeah, I'm turning
Oh, thank you so much. It's really so, it's, you don't know the hives that come out when you hear your own voice. But there was that song, oh yeah, you didn't, right. But I've dreamed of paradise, but I, what, you know that song? I've thought of, but I've never been, I've been to paradise, mm-hmm. but I've never been to me. Do you know that song, Dan?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. But it sounds great.
I've never been to me?
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I've never faced myself?
Yeah. Well, and so it's this song, it's really great, and it's about how this woman has spent her life, like going to all these rich men's abodes, and but she's never really been in touch with herself. And anyway, so this woman, she, the writer of this song, the singer, she wrote this song. Then nothing happened with it. And then 10 years later, she's working in an ice cream parlor. She hears her own song on the radio.
Oh, my God.
No. I mean, how does that feel? You know, like, does that feel, what's
so,
it feel
so
like?
I almost veered right off the road.
Well, Dan, it's a wonderful song. I've
it's
only
so
heard
nice.
Great things.
It's honored, the best.
Honored to be a part of it, you know?
Oh, thanks, Dan, for calling in. Dan, well, Manolo, would you give him a little, you know, just like, maybe give him a little theme song of his own?
All right. Meow, meow, meow.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Thank you, Manolo.
Don't thank him.
Very cat-intensive.
Yeah, well, you don't, you deserve better. All right, thanks, Dan, for calling in. You made the best theme song ever.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Goodbye.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh, man, Dan called in. I can't believe, I got kind of like chills when you see a celebrity. Okay, so no, if you, oh, yeah, there we go. Jake Gould on the message board. Charlene, that's the name of the woman. That's the name of the woman that's saying, I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Okay, so here's how this game goes. Name polish. Back to name polish. Nail polish always has the funniest names. Mm. I was just at the salon and I picked out a color called Ski Teal You Drop. I was about to choose Tickled Pink, but I chose Ski Teal You Drop. Make the following colors funny. Okay, so you guys ready for this one? If you
big time, more big than time. Ever.
Oh.
If you'd like to call in and play along with Aparna and Jacqueline, it's 201-536-9368. And I guess, Manolo, you'll be judging which is funniest of the colors.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. First one, burgundy. Okay.
So wait, are you playing?